In the studio with me today is Eileen McGee. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. Thanks.
Thanks for joining me. And today we're going to talk about Local Filmmakers Night, which is coming up on February 1st. That's a Wednesday. And it's at Eureka High School in the lecture hall. And it begins at what time, do you know?
The doors open at 6:30 and the screening starts at 7.
And your pieces are going to be shown, and it says here, "This work is serious fun," a collection of community media maker films by you. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, are curious about who you are. You're always out in the community with a camera.
A lot. I am. I really care about this community. I care about issues. That's kind of what really drives the work that I do. You know, I've done a variety of things, but I think that it's amazing that we have the public access station that we do with all the channels that it has and the ability to produce media about our community. And so, yeah, that's kind of my niche.
I know it is. Now, you went to College of the Redwoods and HSU, right?
Right. I went to College of the Redwoods. You know, I was a late student. It was at some point I went, you know, I think I need to go back to school. And originally, my intent was to get a degree in nutrition and become an herbologist, and I took a digital media class because I thought, well, I should learn about computers, and I got hooked, and I loved it. So in my last year, I went up to Seattle to the WTO demonstrations and came back to school, and nobody knew what the WTO was, the World Trade Organization, the sort of self-appointed entity that was able to circumvent all of our, you know, environmental and labor and, you know, all of our regulations. And so I thought, I've been in school learning all of these amazing things, animation and website building and video production and just, you know, the whole great digital media program they have there at CR. But we don't really know what's going on in the world. So I decided to continue my education, come to HSU and get my degree in journalism. Mm-hmm. And I found along the way that that was what really excited me about the work, was listening to people and stories and issues.
Mm-hmm. And then you did some storytelling classes, is that right?
Right. I did some workshops at the Center for Digital Storytelling in Berkeley, now called Story Center. And yeah, I was doing workshops for a while. Now I just do them, you know, if somebody comes to me and wants to do one for small groups. But after getting out of HSU, the journalism department, I thought, okay, now I have all the tools if I just inform people. You know, while I was in school, we had invaded Iraq. There was all this stuff going on. And so I thought, oh, right, I can just give people the information. And sometimes you would just see people's eyes kind of glaze over, or I wouldn't get the response that I expected. And someone told me at some point that, yeah, you know, you really have to give people this information in story. And that kind of made me mad. You know, I didn't understand that. But then after going to the Story Center and learning how story really affects us and we respond to story. I mean, we're like, there's research out now that shows that we are actually hardwired to respond to story, at least a well-told story. So that was pretty exciting to learn. And that kind of shifted the direction of my work.
Mm-hmm. So now you know how to create and drive a story, it sounds like, for the listener or the viewer, right?
I try.
Yeah, because I've seen your work, and it's amazing. And you, well, Eileen and I know each other, and unfortunately,
she just likes me.
I do. Unfortunately, though, we keep bumping into each other at our friends' memorials.
Yeah.
So
another niche that seems to be shaping up for me.
Right, but you're able to, from what I have seen and witnessed, you're able to get those stories from the people, for example, at the different memorials that you're at, those personal stories. They're comfortable talking to you and through the camera, and then you edit them.
Right. Yours was one of the best. But yeah, you know, I have found that, I mean, I'll be sitting there behind the camera talking with somebody, and whether it's, you know, how they felt about their friend that they've just lost, or any political issue or whatever it is. And when I hear people speaking from the heart, and or their principled or they're smart and they're honest. I mean, I'm sitting there like almost in tears, mm-hmm. just like, I love this work. I love that connection with people, and I love people being able to share those moments. Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of magic when that happens.
So now we've talked about the memorials you've done, but you've also done other projects. You want to tell our listeners about those as well?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of started out, you know, I got out of school and I wasn't real interested in working for any of the local media outlets.
Yeah.
Sort of cut my videographer teeth on anti-GMO demonstrations and anti-war demonstrations, and then at some point needed to pay my bills. So so then I've done a number of things. I worked with young people for a long time at Eureka High School in the video class there with Philip Middlemiss, and at the Mars Project at the Ing People Center for the Arts, teaching young people. And I think I sort of had, you know, half the hope that I could turn out young media activists from those classes. You know, I just really wanted to pass on the sense of interest and engagement and curiosity to them. But also for different individuals and organizations in the community, I've done documentary style things, everything from postpartum mood disorder to what else?
You're out there. Whenever there's a thing going on, I see you behind the camera. And I try not to disturb you because I know you're keeping an eye on what's going on and trying to capture the images that you need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'd love to chat, but it doesn't,
doesn't work
well for my audio.
No. Right. Yeah. So tell us about what we'll see on Wednesday.
So sort of a chronology of the work that I've done, just parts of things, mm-hmm. You know, some of the demonstrations and stuff like that, some of the political pieces, a few of the parts of the documentaries, Congress and the Failure of Democracy, which was a project I worked on with Ellen Taylor. We went back to D.C. and she had started a program here locally where citizens went and lobbied members of Congress. Uprooted is another one I worked on with Helen Lanustiata. I'm tearing her name up there. I haven't seen her in a few years, but it's about the Hmong gardeners and, mm-hmm. and sort of looking at the Hmong in our community and mm-hmm. and sort of exploring their presence here. Another one, Faith, Family, and Acceptance, which is a piece I did with Montana Jones about the impacts of Proposition 8, which was coming up for a vote at the time, on local lesbians of faith, women whose spiritual lives were really important to them. And then also little bits and pieces of some of the collaborations I've been doing locally with poets. I'm really taken by the spoken word scene that we have here in Humboldt. I love that form.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shoot a lot of that and put it on public access just to share it with the wider community. I mean,
right.
It's an opportunity to a platform for people to come and either, you know, speak truth to power, be really sensitive, tear their chests open and bare their hearts. And so I love that.
So people want to see these. They need to show up on Wednesday, February 1st, at Eureka High's Lecture Hall, beginning, the doors open at 6:30.
Right.
Eileen, we're out of time.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in.